podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 34. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
This is kind of weird, I have to admit.
Doing good now. Technical difficulty, but we're getting there.
That's good. We got it.
We
made it here, and then we just had to figure out what we're doing.
Yes, and we did it. Yeah. We got over that hump. Yeah. We are just showing our middle-agedness. Oh.
That's well, it's the yeah. phone wasn't cooperating. It no. wasn't auto-rotating.
Exactly.
But it is now.
And we got out of it, brought it back, and it started doing it. Didn't do anything. Didn't change nothing.
No. I don't know. Shake it.
So yeah. We can blame the phone because the phone was giggling mm-hmm. at us. I could hear it giggling.
It's a brand new phone. It's only 3 months old. Shouldn't have worked the first time.
That's all right.
So we are doing our first annual Facebook Dead Halloween special, and I'm excited because last year we missed the Halloween season.
Welcome, right? Welcome, creepies.
Yeah. Welcome to everybody that is watching us on Facebook Live.
Hello.
Hello, guys. And then anybody that listens to this later on, hello. And we're excited. And needless to say, I've got these two guys here. I got Mr. Jason Voorhees, Mr. Captain America.
Captain.
And I've got my
America. And I have the shield, too. Hey, don't you worry. My hamster's got the shield covered, so.
That's good. Yeah. I don't know if I should worry.
I raise your shield and machete.
Oh, man. Here, that's what I said. I'm going to be like doing the show like this the whole time, just protecting myself.
That's okay. And I've got my sweet tea cup.
I like
What's
it.
What's that going to do?
Keep nothing, but it'll keep me
keep
from
Todd
being thirsty.
Keep Todd, yes. keep Todd afloat.
That's right. It's going to get me through this, so.
Yeah.
So anyway, before we get started into our fun Halloween topic, Sean, you got some announcements to make?
I actually do. The first thing I want to mention is the merch that we have available with mm-hmm. our logo. Mm-hmm. We are in that time of the year where we're getting into the holiday season with Halloween. Oh, my thing's going to fall, so I'm going to just go ahead and make it fall. So this is a good time to find anything merch-wise with our logo on it. Mm-hmm.
It would definitely make good Christmas.
Start with Halloween, mm-hmm. almost to Halloween, but still, you can still make a purchase mm-hmm. and into the Christmas season. So,
yes, sir.
That is always available. We always want to mention to you guys that we appreciate your ratings and reviews for our podcast. That really does help us. I think I mentioned this last time, but a lot of the apps have where you can make it favorites or, you know, little hearts or post, mm-hmm. you know, little comments yeah. about how we're doing. So we appreciate anything like that. That all boosts our numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know that I can really hammer this home enough. The community that we've tried to build, you know, that we are on episode 34, which is really humbling and amazing to us. And we can't believe we're here, honestly. But it is about mental health. You know, we've talked about all of us here, our families, our friends, loved ones, coworkers, and just the community we're building. We really want to make sure that we're here to help and here to really shine a light on the mental health aspect. So we always give out the numbers, and we started giving these out in the beginning so that people hear these. Substance abuse and mental health hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four, and that's help. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veteran Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four, and that's talk.
Awesome job, as always.
Thank you. That's why I get paid the big bucks, right?
That's why you get paid mm-hmm. the big bucks. You're still waiting on those big bucks.
Yeah,
right?
The checks.
I am too.
Checks in the mail, right? Hey, wait.
I don't want to get into a whole lot about it because we will do an episode coming up. But we had a fun day and fun night Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
We're still reeling about
it. It was a blast. We went to Mr. Bobby Mackey's Honky Tonk down uh-huh. just over the river from Cincinnati.
We watched Hillbilly Horror Stories right there.
Was that Wilder?
Wilder, Kentucky. Yep. And I always want to say Newport, and it's actually Wilder. And saw Mr. Jerry and his lovely bride Tracy.
It was so fun to meet them. Honestly, that was really.
Yeah,
really
you had met him before. I had met him twice in person, and so.
That was a good time. Yeah,
it was a fantastic time.
Yeah,
and I have to say this: Todd's going to appreciate this. They're both excellent huggers. Just going to say that
they are huggers.
They are they're good huggers. Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry's not bad. He's not bad.
Not to be creepy. Now, I know, but that's a true story.
Are you already getting creeped out?
I'm getting creepy.
No, it was fun, wasn't it? It was fun. Yeah, we took our little sandwiches and snacks.
Me
and,
creepy never.
And we had a watch Hillbilly Horror Stories. They had two ladies that did a great job talking about the history of Bobby
paranormal
Mackey's.
Investigators.
That was fun. Yeah, and they do tours, and they were awesome. And then, we took the tour, we went down to the basement first.
Yeah, we did the basement tour first. Yeah.
Split us all in half. And then, then when we went upstairs, they were just kind of telling different areas of the bar of, this happened, and this place is kind of, what do they call it, the creepy corner?
Yeah, the creepy corner.
That was funny.
Yeah,
by the pool table and the mechanical bowl.
I was so proud of us, though. We were like Scooby-Dooing it, like the Scooby-Doo gang the whole time, I'm going to go in here and look and. We actually wanted to spend more time.
Oh, man. I took a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures. Showed my wife and the kids. They thought it was creepy. Mm-hmm. And then, what else? I'll let you guys tell what we did the second part of the leg of Paranormal Day.
Oh, my God.
Paranormal Sunday.
We had just under a three-hour drive, but we had a cushion of some time. So we went and ate. That was the most important thing we did right now.
Ooh, Texas Roadhouse hit the spot.
That was good.
Yeah, the rolls, right?
Oh.
But we went to we ended up driving to Mitchell, Indiana, and went to Whispers Estate. So Aaron Eggnatz was there, our ghost hunter friend.
Which was our first guest chat.
It was, yes.
In our first episode, 13.
Yeah.
5 months ago.
Shout out to Aaron, right?
Hello.
And then we also met some of a coworker of mine, Linda, and her husband, Mike.
Super nice.
Shout out to them.
Super nice people.
Yeah. They said they loved you guys. And I told them, I'm like,
well, how
they,
could you
they
not?
Said the same. Exactly.
Right. No, that's nice. It was very nice.
They said the same thing about you guys there. They're like, we loved them like instantly. So it was fun. It was scary. It was spooky. Whispers Estate it's got a lot of history.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it more in further episodes about some of the details.
Talk about Whispers Estate in episode 6.
We did.
That was one of my things.
That was your fault.
Our experience. Yeah, we can talk about.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah, because now we know what it looks like.
Yeah.
We know what it looks like.
Well, I told Aaron that she got us hooked. So we had fun just hanging out in this super spooky haunted house and just having fun and getting to kind of understand how to do a paranormal investigation. So
yeah, she
it was fun.
Some cool gadgets. In the caretaker / tenant renter, I don't know
that was there.
That was
resident.
Resident. She
tried to spook us out with some really scary.
It was
stories.
Nice so that she had a refrigerator full of pop water. She had the crap load of flashlights.
Flashlights.
Yeah. EMF meter.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Those little ghost things. That
Sandra.
Yeah.
So thank you, Sandra. Yeah. So anyway, that was our Sunday. We had a blast. I mean, man, we left right at 9 o'clock in the morning from Sean's, mm-hmm. and then went all the way till 1:30, 1:45
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We left right around 2-ish, I think.
Yeah.
And I remember getting in bed. I looked at my phone. It was 3:30 on the dot, 3:30 a.m. And I was like, oh, man. But it was so worth it. So fun.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Bobby Mackey was even, to go back to Bobby Mackey's, he even showed up.
Yes.
Yeah, sang a song, and Jerry talked to him for about 10 minutes. So we'll talk all about that. But since it's brand new, I'm still excited about it.
Yeah.
You know? So Sean, tell the fine folks, our fine creepies, what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, we made it because a year ago we were trying to do this, but we couldn't get it all together to get our podcast started until the first of the year. So we missed our opportunities with Halloween. So this is really special for us. And we are introducing the first annual Facebook Dead / Halloween special. So this is our Halloween special. Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted to have you guys aboard. So we appreciate that. I keep trying to do like camera time.
Yeah, because when you're in your mic, you can't see your face.
Yeah.
All you see is the A.
Oh, the head. Okay, so the A is me. Sorry, it's all right. I'm up here. Woo. But anyway, hey, it's probably better that they don't see me. let's just hear me.
So yeah, last year at this time, Sean and I think, because it was October. That's when
lots of conversations.
I proposed to you not to marry me.
You proposed to me.
That's a heavy word.
I missed that one.
I was already married. No. I proposed.
I accepted.
I said, hey, you want to do a podcast with me? And he's like, huh? maybe. I don't know. How are we going to do that? I said, I don't know. I'm just, I don't know.
Yeah, we truly didn't know.
So it literally was a year ago since then.
But we have to have it ready for Halloween.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and you didn't talk to me yet.
Nope. Didn't know. Oh, he was 2 months or 3 months away.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know exactly. Who Nate was. So, but yeah, so Halloween. We'll just talk about kind of what, as kids growing up and now that we have kids and all the things that go into it,
mm-hmm.
The history of Halloween. So,
oh, you want the history of Halloween?
What is the history of Halloween?
Oh, my gosh. I have it pulled up for it. Do you want me to go into that?
You do?
No. I would take, let me see, 3 or 4 hours just doing the history. But no, I'm not going to do the history of Halloween, but the history of our Halloween. I have to, for me, right and on. I don't mean to take the first slot, but I will.
Brian's asking what kind of snacks we have.
Ooh.
Brian, go ahead, Sean.
I'm boring tonight. I only have like granola bars, and I had cheese earlier, so I didn't bring a whole lot.
I got mints.
Mints.
Brian, I don't want to take up a whole lot of time.
Todd is the snack master.
I've got my Red Hots. Okay, I've got my Cherry Coke water, and I'm going to spritz that with a little flavor. I've got a bag of barbecued chips, the Lay's barbecue chips. I've got two of these. One of my coworkers at my day job asked me what these were. Do yourself a favor, everybody. I don't know if it's Gansito.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can, but it's a fruit filled snack. It's basically like a yellow cake with chocolate and cherry filling.
Wow, that sounds really good.
I've only got about three of those in here.
This was a great question.
Thanks,
Brian.
I've got gummy bears that I stole from my son, the Albanese. Top notch.
And that's our show.
and last but not least, I have great value fruit snacks.
Woo.
And that's just because
we're all snacked up.
I didn't really feel like snacking.
Then George is saying, looking professional.
Hey, George. How are you?
George. Hi, George.
Thank you for joining us. So out in Cali.
We're newbies.
Amy's listening. Jenna's listening.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
My bride's on there.
Gunter.
Oh, my bride? My Amy?
Yeah.
Or another?
Amy Hedges.
Hi, babe. Amy. Hi, Jenna.
Love you. Hi, Jenna.
Who'd you say was
on the Jen Rachel? Gunter.
Jen.
Hi, nice. Jen.
She says, hey, y'all, I'm at a bar about to watch the game. Go Astros.
Oh, Todd.
Boo.
Todd. Sorry, Jen.
Boo.
Sorry. Yeah, we might be a little partial.
Good luck to you.
Go Braves.
No. That's cool. Thank
no
you.
No fighting, right?
That's right. Yeah, she's in Texas. So
yeah, I know.
I get it.
We forgive her.
Sean, so do you have a little bit of information there to talk about how Halloween all this started, when,
Well, for
All Hallows Eve?
All Hallows Eve. I was not going to get into that too much. Honestly, what I wanted to talk about was how I have favorite Halloween or holidays, and Halloween is definitely one of mine.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween and Christmas were my two favorites. This goes, like I said, we should cover this as like some kind of episode for Halloween, right? But yeah, there it goes. Back to like Celtic times, honestly, mm-hmm. to get to All Hallows Eve. And I wasn't going to bore you guys with. It's funny that you guys are asking me for history.
No, that's why I wanted.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted.
I really don't have.
that was
I was joking about having it pulled up because I don't.
Did you think I was joking?
Yeah, I can look.
I
it up
actually
for
wanted to talk. About
it. Oh, did you really?
Yes,
that's hilarious. Of all the times,
that's all right.
I wanted to tell you that's
it's just a minute part of it. So
it was super spooky. Here, I'll pull something up and I can read it here in just a little bit.
Now I will.
You
say
don't want to hear me drone on about it.
It isn't. What is funny. It basically? It's kind of like the one night of the year where it's the two halves of the dead and the living. What do they say that kind of come
it
together?
Is
kind of like the thin
Halloween
border.
Is the thinnest or that last day of October into the first part of November.
Correct,
is
right.
The when the veil is the thinnest.
Veil
and
is
so
the
that
thinnest,
is,
yeah.
And it also aligns with,
which is creepy.
Yeah, exactly. It aligns with this part of the season of the year where mm-hmm. things are starting to die
mm-hmm.
and everything's starting to kind of, the days are getting shorter.
Oh,
everybody's
yeah.
getting more tired, a little more cranky. That's just me, right?
Yeah. I'm always peppy.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Peppy Paul here.
So, but that's, so that goes along with it. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That, yeah. It's,
I've always liked Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I think I trick or treated all the way into high school.
Did you?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about all that.
Yeah, I never wanted to give it up. I always had fun.
It is a holiday that not all the holidays are different. I mean, but this one is just even that much. I don't know. Christmas is obviously different than Thanksgiving, but it just seems it's its own deal. You know what I mean? 'Cause you've got the haunted houses, you got the trick or treating, you have the costumes, the costume parties, the tradition. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Watching movies, if you want to pick that time. It's just a lot.
Well, that's why I've always been into all this stuff. I mean, my birthday is October 13th, so I just naturally ventured into horror movies, and I love the month of October. I like the season change. I like Halloween. I mean, I've always loved this month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have too. I have fond memories.
So I'm going to say I got to get a little of this in here, especially if you guys are asking for it. My gosh, I had no idea. You guys are so interested in my history.
Man, bring it.
So one theory, they talk about how far back it goes. Like I said, like a lot of Celtic theories. But one theory holds that many Halloween traditions were influenced by Celtic harvest festivals, particularly the Gaelic festival, Samhain, which is believed to have pagan roots. We a lot of us have heard that. Some go further and suggest the Samhain may have been Christianized as All Hallows Day, along with its Eve, by the early church. Other academics believe Halloween began solely as a Christian holiday, being the vigil of All Hallows Day, celebrated in Ireland and Scotland in the 19th century. Irish and Scottish migrants brought many Halloween customs to North America, and then through American influence, Halloween spread to many other countries by the 21st century.
Ah.
So there's a lot of gray there, but...
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, cool. You, So growing up, Sean...
Yeah.
Was that a holiday, a season that you guys, as kids and your parents, got into, or... You know what I'm saying?
We did. We always decorated. So a lot of times we would decorate the... We decorated sometimes in the outside of the house, but more so, we as kids especially, we decorated the inside of the house. I remember hanging witches and ghosts, and that was one thing I wrote down.
You made in school and stuff?
It was bought, you know. Yeah. But we always did that. We used to try to make Frankenstein... We had a pool table in our basement, and we used to try to make like pillows and a blanket over to make it look like Frankenstein on his table, before he was animated or reanimated. And my grandfather used to make hankies, and put them on strings and make them into little hanky ghosts. Yep. And it was, I just remember those, when I was very little. So it was just, to me, and then it was, you know, all year long, you're supposed to stay away from strangers, right? And you're like, oh, you wouldn't take anything from strangers and blah, blah. And then one time of the year, it's like, oh, yeah, go out and, you know, beg for candy from strangers, right?
Go up to their house.
And wait a minute. Please. And we're like, excuse me, what? But okay, great, I'll do it.
I get one. Yeah. Yeah. So. Talking about the ghost, I remember taking dum-dum suckers or blow pops, taking a tissue, putting it over, and tying it. Yeah, making a ghost, you know, and taking a little black marker and making the eyes, you know. Yeah.
Know what I
Or making miss? A little Superman cape.
And I love the homemade popcorn balls.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Can't get that stuff anymore. Yeah. It all has to be store-bought in a wrapper. Which, I mean, I understand. You got all these crazy people that are putting razor blades and poison and everything else and all this homemade stuff. So, got to protect the kids. But
yeah,
my uncle they didn't care about us when we were little. So
my uncle used to make really good ones too. By the
70,
way,
oh my 70s God. And 80s, man, that was all. It was all. Yeah, I mean, fend for yourself, protect yourself, go all out, and figure it out.
My thing was you never knew what the weather was going to do. I've been in Halloween's where it was snowing. Actually, a couple of years ago, it was like snowing.
Rain, snow, hot.
Our neighborhood is really good. They had people had hot cocoa and hot dogs and things they were giving each other because it was just so cold out. And you know, kids were loving it, but the parents were just miserable.
Yeah.
But I've had, I remember even as a kid, inches of snow on the ground. I'm like, okay, let's go, you know. And then other times it was hot as heck. I'm going to watch my language. And, you know, other times it was just right, just perfect.
Yeah. I remember growing up we would start out and it's light out. I mean, we start about 5:30. Unlike today, I mean, where they kind of shut down about 8:30. I mean, we were out until 10:30, close to 11.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like we would make, I'd fill up my bag or whatever I had and then
go dump it.
Round two, let's go. You know, and it was my two or three best buddies at the time. My mom always stayed home. She would pass out the candy. That's what she enjoyed. And then my dad enjoyed hanging out, you know, us and taking us to the house, you know, saying hi to the neighbors, you know.
Right.
And everybody knew my dad. And so that was just a great memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was always one house. They were probably the house I grew up in, I don't know, four houses down on the same side. And every year that was the house that went all out on the decorations. Mm-hmm. But that was the house that also, even when I got up into sixth, seventh grade, I'm like, oh my gosh, because they always had either homeowners or they had older kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they're my brothers and sisters' age, so in their 20s at the time.
Right.
They would hide or or act, look like, make themselves look like they're fake or dummy on the ground, and they jump. I mean, they live for that. Yeah, or they would have strobe lights on. Something's like, oh my gosh, because you just. But it was fun. You know?
I knew
but
it was a good house.
Same house.
You knew it was a good house if kids were screaming and yelling.
Oh yeah,
they were, you know.
I did that.
Candy flying everywhere.
Yeah,
I did that one year at our.
Did
at
you
our,
really?
At our old house? This mask. I dressed up, coveralls and everything, and I sat on our porch with a bowl of candy.
Oh, yeah, that's
And I'd
great.
Keep my head down a little bit, and as I saw a kid put his hand in the candy bowl, I'd look up and look at him, and the kids were like, he's real, he's real, he's real.
We gotta go, we gotta go.
Yeah, that's a whole,
so, kinda, yeah.
So that entire time, you had a whole bowl of candy to yourself then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody took any of that.
That's funny. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It was good.
It's just that those memories, yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing two rounds of it, staying out late, and mm-hmm. then we had a pool table as well. So I always
right.
in our house, my dad always had a pool table. So when I was finally done, man, I'm just sorting it all, you know. And I take those orange and black, and I'm throwing those out, you know. And here's an apple. I don't want an apple, you know. And mm-hmm. mom and dad, mom's checking the, you know, making sure there's nothing crazy. And you know, there's always that house that give you a pencil. It's like, oh boy, you know, or like, oh really? Like
I don't need a pencil.
Yeah, like, oh, a bag of grapes. Why? No, but just great, great memories. You know,
don't worry about what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
I'm just putting it.
I don't know if they can read that.
Oh darn it! Hello, if I can hold it. It says hi, creepies. I tried to make it, and if it's in my, it's in hieroglyphics, basically.
Yeah, you can't see.
Dang
that.
It! Nice okay,
try.
Well, it says hi.
So anyway,
hi, creepies. Hey, I'm new to this, remember?
Yeah. You can just say, hi, creepy.
Yeah. I know, hey. I can't do that. Say, what up?
Oh, man.
I know, no more cameras for Sean.
Let's tilt it this way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I told you it's good.
He's
that they
cut off.
See.
Captain America's had a little bit much.
I've had too much eggnog. Whoops, that's the wrong holiday.
I think you've had Captain, what's that drink? the vodka or something, I don't know.
What, Captain Morgan?
Captain Morgan.
Rum.
I was like, no. I've always liked Halloween too. I've always loved it.
It's always been fun.
And then I did I've known since first grade, Wayne. He joined not too long ago our Facebook group. He and I and two, I think they were maybe a year older than us. I'm trying to think. Two girls. Well, we went and we were freshmen, and that mm-hmm. was my last year. So I did technically go as a freshman.
That's cool.
I think I felt kind of weird, but then I was like, what the heck? It's my last year.
Freshman or sophomore, and then I finally stopped. But
yeah,
I think the last year we dressed up, but we didn't like go up to houses or anything. We just walked around and enjoyed the
beat
night,
kids up
know?
And steal them. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good times. Yeah.
I think I was 13, 14.
Kind of graduate to that.
I was in that same area, and I remember my friend and I, we dressed up as soldiers, and we were like G.I. Joe soldiers. And then that was, I felt silly, you know, and I was like, okay, this is gonna have to be it, you know, like.
Well,
but
we didn't.
We still went out, but just not like dressing up.
Well,
after that.
We did like we all played ice hockey and stuff. So we just threw the hockey pads on and rollerblades, and hey, we're a hockey player.
Exactly.
You know, didn't pay any money or nothing. Easy, just nice and easy. We had all the stuff. So.
We did dress up. I dressed up as like a punk rocker. You know, I just put like remember the spray back in the day, you know, spraying my hair, and then the.
I just wanted candy. I'll be honest with you. That's all I wanted.
Well, that was the ultimate goal.
Exactly right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many cavities you can get, right?
I did feel a little awkward. I'm like, and a couple of people are like, aren't you a little old for this? I'm like, yeah, I guess.
What was the facial hair throw?
Yeah. Right. It took me a while to get facial hair. And now as a dad, as a homeowner, I'm like, can you put a little effort into it? Like, you got these freshmen and sophomores, and I'm like, they just walk in up with their jeans and T-shirt and with a pillowcase, and I'm like, at least dress up, at least do something.
That's why you get the snack size ones. You just give them one little snack size. There you go, bud.
Yeah, I'm gonna give them a red hot, one single red hot. I'll beat a kit, you know, and you know they're old enough when they're driving. They're the one they're driving, you know, and they're getting out. And
But at least they're staying out of trouble. I did hear somebody say, you know, if they're, well, you hope so. After the trick or treating is a lot of times when they get in trouble, right?
Yeah,
let's hope not.
Do you guys have any, there was a sweet lady, sweet, sweet, sweet lady. Her name was Evelyn, and she lived catty-cornered across from us, and my mom and her were good
she
friends.
She gives them full size?
No. Oh, she was just, you know, and probably back then, you know, she looked like she was 120, but she was probably on her late 50s or 60s. Mm-hmm. Sweet lady, but she, I'm guessing five or 6 years old, and I know my mom would remember this. So my dad, we walk up to the house, and I walk, and lights on, and I'm like, she has one of those big windows, you know, in the front of the house. And I'm like, I could see as I'm walking up, like, what the heck? I see this person sitting in a chair, still as can be, with a sheet and I go up to the door, and I'm already scared, and I'm like, you know, ring the board, knock. And she's just sitting there, and all of a sudden she like turns. I mean, I screamed.
Same thing I did.
I ran, I ran and screamed. She didn't even goodbye. Move other than just tilt her. And my dad, and she felt so bad because she knew. Yeah, and she gave me like two things, you know, like extra, you know. But I mean, I screamed and cried, and my dad's like, "It's just Evelyn." You know,
that's fine. Like, it's just Evelyn. Sure, it is.
But I mean, just sitting still. Like, I remember that. I mean, just all those certain things you remember. You know,
I remember always ripping my costume. Like, I would love, you know, I might be Snoopy or I might, who knows, you know, some superhero. And I'd always like bust my mask and rip my costume. Always, you know. But that means you had a good night.
Mm-hmm.
I remember even having like a werewolf costume that I like ripped, I think, the mask and ruined it.
Hmm.
So
just say you're getting fights. Just say it. Just a minute.
The werewolf and Dracula were my two favorite costumes, I think.
I was going to ask you, what's some of the costumes?
Those, Dracula, and I ripped the cape, just so you know. But I loved dressing up as Dracula and then had the fake blood, you know, on my teeth and all that kind of stuff. And then the werewolf. The werewolf one, I remember, I got super hot in, though. I mean, it was like probably the hottest costume.
Yeah, it was probably like 90 degrees. Yeah,
yeah. It was way back there, but I remember that. Those are probably my two like ultimate favorite ones and like super basic monsters, but
yeah,
I did love it.
That's cool. Yeah. What about you, Nate? Any certain, as a kid, costumes?
I barely remembered what I was. I don't know.
I remember.
I don't know. I think I went as a ninja one year. I don't know. Just all the basic stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing really too crazy.
I have to be honest. I went as Scooby-Doo once, like the Scooby-Doo.
Hmm.
And that was a younger me. And I did. I enjoyed that one.
Just say it was last year.
I didn't want this to come out, but it was last year. Yeah. And I ripped it too and broke the mask. Like I always do.
They're like, "Dad, you ripped your costume again."
That's what I do. You know what I do
now?
For
40 years.
I am like the most non, you know, like original person. I just grab one of the kids like Halloween mask, you know, these superhero masks, and I just shove it on my head.
I
rotate.
I went a Superman. I mean, I was a big superhero kid. Batman, Superman, Spider-Man. One year my sister did, she was really good. I wore one of my dad's old hats. Mm-hmm. I put a flannel shirt on, stuffed my belly stuffed the shirt with a couple of pillows, you know, tied it, you know, put jeans. She got a stick, and we made like a little pouch, you know. And I went and then she put some whiskers on my face.
Yeah,
and I went as a hobo.
Yeah, there you go. Like
that was fun. My sister liked that. And then the ultimate, and I went as a punk rocker, like I said, as a freshman. But the ultimate was my oldest brother Steve. He was pretty good at drawing. Of course, I'm a big Kiss fan.
No, you
and,
are.
And
wait,
you know my boy.
Are you sure?
You are? This is
the first time this is coming out.
I know, yeah. Kiss fan, Ace Frehley, my boy. He did the face paint. Looked exactly like. So what I did
that's
I put,
cool.
So I had jeans on, cowboy boots. You know, I don't have the platform shoes. But yeah, did the face, and then I wore them. And then I'm like, I need a cape. So I wore a cape. You know, it's kind of probably like the Dynasty days. And then I went as Ace Frehley. I'll never forget. that's awesome. 1979.
Yeah,
and then the disco.
That's
which
my
I really
era.
Don't like. So I went. Yeah, I went as Ace Frehley. Man, I thought, oh yeah. I mean,
that's cool.
Awesome. It was awesome. And I remember an older lady. Don't know who she was, but I remember her saying, "What a neat costume. Who are you?" You know. I go,
ouch.
I'm like, I'm Ace Frehley of Kiss, lady. What the heck are you talking about? Don't you know the hottest band in the world?
For the record, I never went as the Beatles or any of them.
You didn't.
You know
you didn't
what?
Have the mop
Maybe
hair.
That's a good idea this year. Maybe. I have a John Lennon outfit that I got for
How do you
William.
Get a John Lennon outfit?
Okay, there's a story behind this, but it's just a little small one. William wanted he picked out who he was going to do like a report on, and he said, "Dad, I want to do one of the Beatles." And I was like, "Well, you could do John Lennon." And I showed him like the costume. So I ordered the whole thing, and then like I was all excited and everything, and Jenna said, "No, he's going to do something else." I'm like, "Come on." I think he did Babe Ruth, which was okay.
Oh yeah.
So I'm okay with Babe Ruth, but I was, but that, so I still have it. So I might just have to pull that. I should have done that tonight. What was I thinking?
Could have gone as Johnny Lennon. Yeah.
Johnny Lennon. Yeah.
One year. It was the year that the Tylenol scare.
Oh.
Mm.
And that was 82, 83. Trying to think. So anyway,
I was little.
So
yeah.
Were you born
little
yet?
Boy?
I mean, I was even little. So I was like 11 or 12, whatever it was that year. And so my mom and dad did not want me to go out. And so I was kind of super bummed, but I got it. I understood. And they were like, you know, there'll still be kids going around. We can do something, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember my dad, it was back then especially, it was like a $50 mask. I mean, it's expensive now.
Yeah.
It was a mummy, really made well, a mummy mask, right? And so I wore that. My dad goes, got a great idea. We can have fun with this. So knowing there'd still be kids going out, he wrapped, wrapped me up as a mummy. I had that mask, and I would lay in the yard, sit up against our tree that was in the middle. I would sit on the porch, do like you, man, and not move. And all these kids, you know, they're like looking, saying, is this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd sit still. I wouldn't move all the time. I'd let a couple kids, you know, you can't do it every time. Yeah, and then the kids, you know. And, man, I scared those. I had a blast scaring people or scaring kids, yeah, you know. I'd come up behind them, you know, like dad would be, oh, yeah, here, you know, and I would come around and do, you know. So I was a mummy 1 year.
There you go.
It was a real expensive mask, too.
Did you follow that?
So I have pictures of it.
You were a mummy, and then you wanted to be a daddy? Is that what you?
Now I'm a daddy.
Now you're daddy.
Yeah. So my
That's the best joke I got tonight, too. So I just
This is what we have to put up with. You talk about my dad jokes.
Again, yeah. this is how we do it, right?
Although that's I always say that, too. I always use that one in there. I'll say, like, with the ants, I'll say, don't worry about when ants come in the house. It's the uncles you got to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Watch out for those uncles.
Yeah, and everybody's like, oh, man. Who do we have on here?
Let's do a check.
I want a little update.
Christine's on here.
Hi, Christine.
Brian's. Beer. George.
Hey, B. Hey, George.
Jenna.
Yay,
Amy.
Jenna, which means the kids are watching. Watch out. Harrison, Claire, William, and Ella.
Valerie.
And Jenna are on there. And Jude, I'm sure.
And Jude. Don't forget about Puppy Jude.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. One of the answers.
Yeah. Don't say it.
Don't. I won't say anymore.
Sean.
I know. Hey, Sam, how you doing over there? Sorry. Hey, they still have to get two more.
Sean.
I know.
Gosh, you are.
Every episode, a little bit more, right?
Okay.
I know we're going to share some stories, too. Before we do that, I wanted to just say that when I think of Halloween, especially as a kid, I remember watching. We had the Disney Channel. I was lucky enough to have the Disney Channel. Jenna always tells me, I wasn't rich enough to have the Disney Channel. I'm like, I wasn't rich. But we would always watch Disney's Halloween Treat. Do you guys remember that?
Mm-mm. I never had Disney either.
Disney's Halloween Treat.
You should look at it. Like 18.
It's awesome. It is so awesome. And I'll watch it today. I've tried to get kids to watch it. Exactly. Yeah, well, this is probably true. But anyway, I love watching that. And then our kids love watching this thing called Spookily the Square Pumpkin. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So we watch that every year. It's grown on me, but for a while I'm like, oh my gosh, do we really have to listen to Spookily the Square Pumpkin again? But it's, and the other one they like is Room on the Broom. And I do actually like that. It's a witch's story. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So those are ones I was writing down. I
always watch Charlie Brown's Great Pumpkin.
It's an
all-timer.
Oh, yeah. Today, October 27th, it aired 55 years ago. I was actually going to say that. So I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Even before I was born.
Isn't that crazy? That's wild.
Crazy. So what, 66?
66, good math, yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, it's not that hard, I know, but still.
I'm a math guy, I'm a numbers guy, it's really not that hard.
Good math.
That is amazing, though.
It really is.
And it's still great. It's, yeah. I love when poor Linus gets ripped up and down from, is it Sally?
Sally, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Sally, yeah.
I sat out here all night and I could have had candy.
Yeah, I missed
Halloween again.
And Snoopy, I like when Snoopy raises up. It's a classic. Yeah, they were advertising it on the radio today a few times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Good times.
Love
it. Oh, yeah.
Gets us into the season, right? The holiday season.
So, did you guys ever go egging and toilet papering?
Oh, TPing? I would have never done that.
No.
Never.
My dad would have killed me.
I never did it maybe once or twice.
Yeah, all right. I may have been around people that did it, but I did
you were
not
totally
do
it. Against paper. It when you weren't doing it, right?
Yeah.
Never, ever.
So we shouldn't be doing this, guys.
That's what
I never did the egging. We did a front tree with toilet paper one time.
Oh, the worst is when people... I never did. Yeah. I really didn't do the bologna. Like, remember when people put bologna in people's cars?
Oh, because it's supposed to eat away the paint.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. Yeah. I don't know if it's true. I've never done it.
If I did try that now, because I'm a car...
I don't know if I really did or not, but... That was supposed to be malicious, but no.
That is horrible. That's horrible.
The egging, the bologna, and I never did it, I promise.
Soaping windows.
Maybe toilet paper.
No, I didn't do that stuff.
Maybe an egg or two came out of my hand, I don't know.
I never really wanted to do it. Actually, I didn't really, I don't know. Just, it wasn't my thing. I don't know. But
I
do now.
I should have pled the fifth and then just walked
away. I do now.
I mean,
Amy takes the kids trick-or-treating, and I go around soaping windows, throwing eggs, checking them, you know.
Well, that's because they're dirty, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then you're cleaning it off.
Help them out.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a squeegee.
Like a reasonable
I've got
citizen,
I've got my
right?
cleaning equipment. Yeah. No, just totally cleaning.
Oh, so you're going as the window viper?
That's right.
G.I. Joe reference. Joe. Hey, out there, Zach.
No Viper.
Zach from the Bigfoot and my friend out there is a huge G.I. Joe fan. So that
is
the
he?
Viper out there. I love that reference.
Only like four of us will ever get that.
No, my brother would get that too. He would understand that, Chad.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. no, I didn't do that stuff. Gosh, I never did the... you know, lighting the bag of poop on fire on the front porch.
That's going too far.
But I did do the smell my feet part of the trick or treat. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I said it. I didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
I was gonna say I'm not too surprised, Nate.
I always thought I was.
Yeah, I know. Sean,
I always thought I was naughty if you know saying that at the doors.
We're giving all the kids
I'm so
that
bad.
Are,
smell my feet.
We're giving all kind of ideas to the kids too. I guarantee you they've heard and
they,
done much
they
worse.
They know worse.
I know. I'm sure
they're probably like, this is lame.
This is lame. Yeah.
Lame-os. This is what we do. We like cars on fire. I remember my best friend growing up. This is a weird, I don't know how, anyway, so my dad's boss, somehow they were friends of my best friend's family, somehow, anyway, and the son of the boss, man, mm-hmm. he was a punk, and
those are tough words, man, punk.
When they left, I gotta keep it clean.
Yeah, that's true.
He, later on, egged their house. And Rory's dad was not happy.
No, I bet not.
Are you kidding me? We had you guys over at our house at dinner, da da da, da, and then you fire off some eggs. Mr. Gentry was not happy.
I bet not.
Not at all. Yeah, that was. But yeah, and actually, we were in grade school, so he was just a turd. Yeah, but
I just remembered. I went to later on. I went to a party, and I was in a band at that time, so my rhythm guitarist and I both went to this party. He dressed up as Slash. I dressed up as Axl Rose.
That's cool. That is cool.
That's cool. Yeah, pictures? I want pictures.
No, we never took pictures.
Oh, I was going to say Kick something, but I'll just say Heine. That's awesome. That's all I got to say about that.
That's awesome. Slash and Axl.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I've never heard. Who are they?
Little band called Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, they performed not too long ago.
Yeah.
Around here, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. About a month
ago. They still got it. I wasn't there.
I've heard both. I heard Slash still nails it.
That's what I heard.
And some people said actually for Axl, his voice isn't shot, but it's it's not as strong as it was back in 98.
Yeah, well, it's not his.
He's not a prima donna.
Voice, but he can still put on a good show.
I can't remember what the song it was. And one of my friends, they did, not a Facebook Live, but they recorded it and then put it on Facebook. And, oh, my gosh, they sounded awesome. He sounded good. Good.
I thought so, too.
And Slash was nailed. I was like, oh, that's
That's well, bitch. He's I mean, even when they went on hiatus and all that kind of stuff, he was still playing. And he had his Miles Kennedy and the Slash and the Conspirators with Miles Kennedy.
Yeah, he never stopped playing.
He always had side projects and guest appearances and... So, yeah, his chops are still there.
Yeah. But, I wanted so we talked about, like, costumes and trick-or-treating and all that good stuff. What and decorations, you know, we would, like
I had to bring up an old school one, bobbing for apples. Did anybody ever bob for
apples? We did a couple times at, like, school.
Super lame.
Parties.
Yeah. But I did it at school parties, but then we also went to, like, neighborhood parties and did that. I remember as a kid, and I was actually quite good at it, surprisingly. I had a big mouth. I know
that's
a surprise.
Mouth. That's not
surprising. I know that's a huge surprise.
The trick is to pin it down on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I did. I haven't done it in a long time.
You got to get pins.
Yeah, you can't
get your teeth
out of the water. I mean,
it's been a minute. The other thing is, I remember...
People listening, they're like, what the heck?
The first elementary school I went to in Kokomo, it's called Boulevard, and they used to really decorate. And this is a long time ago, so I'm thinking like first grade, second grade. And they had this, it was a skeleton that popped out of this casket. And I remember it had like a spider ring on it too. And I used to get so scared by that. And that was school. So you're like school nowadays, there's no way they could decorate like that. But they decorated and tried to scare you. And it was, I remember that. And we talk about decorating. Decorating in class was always fun. You know, it got you in the mood too. So
Teachers,
I remember my
teachers were good at it.
Uh-huh.
My elementary, they always had a haunted house in the cafeteria.
Yes. Yeah. We did that too.
Cool. We never did that.
And you climbed through a dark tunnel and they put like... Mm-hmm. Squishy stuff on the floor and say that you're trampling over rats and stuff.
The kids school here.
And then you found out it was real.
Before. Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Oh, cockroaches. Yeah.
Before DTO went all out this year.
Yeah. Before COVID, they had it here at the like elementary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ours did. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Elijah and his buddy Matthew.
It was actually pretty scary.
They would go through. They went through that 1,000 times. And
it's
knew what
fun.
Was happening.
Yeah,
still
it's
still
a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the teacher's revenge. That's
teachers,
what it is.
Yeah. They're like, principal. You know what? Yeah. So that's what I want to delve into was haunted houses. Was that a big thing when you were a kid? Like, when did you remember going to a haunted house?
We went, I remember a couple times, but we didn't. I've always enjoyed them. I've always liked going to them, but just it wasn't a regular thing that we did.
Okay. What about you?
I did. I think I was a teenager when I first started. I might have been little because I remember some in the neighborhood, like people would turn their houses in and have little haunted houses and we'd go to.
Oh.
But to actually go to like Necropolis and whatever, I think it was, you know, when I was older. But I love them. I still love them today.
Yeah, you too.
Jenna went with me and some, but she hates them because especially when you're standing in line and they're just like coming up to you and trying to spook you out even before. And I always told Jenna, and I had other girlfriends too that would tell, like, please don't attract attention. Don't say names because if they hear your name, they're going to pick on you. They're going to say your name and all the little spooky areas. And don't tell them because at the end, you're screaming and you're all scared. They're going to chase after you.
And don't sit there and say, I hate these places. They scare me so much. And, yeah, and you're going to be attacked.
And you can realize and understand. Sorry, Jenna. You can know what's going to happen at the end. Yeah. They're going to get chased with a chainsaw. And it's like, I'll see
I'll see you
at the car. Exactly, yeah. Right, yeah.
Well, Rachel, she
go
doesn't.
After this they totally bypass me and they go, right, you know.
Well, Rachel, she doesn't like haunted houses at all. Yeah. I've gotten her to go one time. And this is our second date.
Rachel, come on.
Is our second date.
Oh, and she still married you.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, allegedly.
It was a haunted hayride, and my sister.
Oh, that's another good one.
My sister and her boyfriend went, and so we're all in this haunted hayride, and Rachel's sitting right next to me, and, you know, we're all crammed in there. My knees are up, and her knees are up, whatever. And her and my sister start yakking back and forth with each other, not paying attention to what's going on. So I happen to look up in the trees, and I see a dummy hanging up there. So I was like, I nudged her and said, hey, dummy's going to fall out of the tree. Didn't listen to me. So now this dummy goes, whoom, falls right down in front of them, in between them. And she freaks out and smacks her face right into my knee.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to kill this girl on second date.
Well, you know.
It's like, are you okay?
She's that's like, a bad yeah, sign right there.
But then she did the whole thing. We're standing in line. She's like, I'm going to lose it if one of these guys come up behind me with a chainsaw. And
that's what they do.
And
they
that's exactly what happened.
I've
happens.
Never seen a piece of gum fly through the air so far.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. It had to have gone like 50 feet.
That's
just
great.
Woo!
That's funny. Yeah, I liked him. I didn't like him as a kid, but I went. I was only in the Cub Scouts 1 year. That wasn't my thing, but because I was always in sports. But I did the Cub Scout thing for 1 year, and we went during as the troop. Scared the crap out of me. We went as a second grade class, and these two times were at the Children's Museum, you know, downtown, Indy.
Oh,
scared
yeah.
Scared the crap out of me.
I remember that. Oh, that was
that's
that was
one
a good
that I
haunted,
went to when I was little. Yeah.
That was a good haunted house. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I totally forgot about that.
The Cub Scout one was right after school, and then the second grade class, Mrs. Pierce, it was the Thursday night, so school's over, and then we all met at nighttime before fall break, and we went, oh, my gosh. I mean, terrorized me. You know, I remember somehow I got in front of the whole class, and the teacher's in back, so I'm – and there's this demon-looking guy, and he's supposed to be in a jail cell or like,
yeah.
And he's just shaking it, and he's going back and forth. I mean, he's just like crazy, man. And I'm going like,
yeah, right.
And everybody's like, and Mrs. Pierce is like, Todd, go, and
I'm holding down.
Yeah. I'm holding everybody back, and I'm like, they're like, go, and I'm like, I scoot by him. And, I mean, it took me 5 minutes to get by him. I mean, he's reaching out, you know.
Yeah.
I just remember those little instances that. And then it was middle school about the time I was like, okay.
Ooh, what was that? That was a good noise.
Creaky.
I like to get scared. You know, I can enjoy it, though. But when I was a kid, like, oh, my gosh, terror. So, yeah, if I could just make it through there, it was a big deal. But then,
if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
That's what they say.
Emily Minhouse is on here.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Oh, hello.
Hold on. She's over here. Hey, Emily.
And then,
hello.
Brian Jackson once again says, would you guys ever want to do a scaring at a haunted house? If so, how would you scare everyone?
if we wanted to do it at
like
a
haunted house.
I've always wanted to.
I've actually done it. Did you? This makes me think. I used to work at, I won't say the facility at this point, but they used to do like a haunted trail, and they needed extra people to do it. And I'm like, I'll do it. So I did actually get to do that for a while, and it is fun. So it wasn't like a haunted house, but it was still basically the same thing.
Me going through a haunted house, I laugh.
I'm an absolute yes. I do too. I want to be.
I laugh.
Scared. Yeah.
I was at one on the east side of Indy somewhere, and I had this little kid. You know, he's doing the scary, and he has like a clown mask, and he keeps. I'm last in the group because nobody wanted to be in the back.
Yeah.
And I look back, and he's just following me, looking at me, and I'm like, dude, give it up. You're not going to scare me. He's like, man, come on.
I did.
Throw me a bone. Get it. Come on.
Well, the thing with it is.
All right. Okay.
You're scaring me. Now, being a kid,
you do all the tricks. You kind of have to time it because you can't scare everybody that goes through, right? And because you know other people how they're planted. And so you have to kind of do it, and you're looking for the person just like you know they are. You're looking for the person that's most scared and will... With the sweaty palms, and they look like they're about ready to burst.
Yeah, they look terrorized before they're
ready to burst. And if you scare them, it's a chain reaction, and you can get them to scare other people, and they fall all over, and it's fun for them, you know? So I did a lot of... That was fun. So you just kind of... There was some thought you put into it.
Yeah. I've always... So, yeah, to answer your question, Dr. Jackson, yes, I've always wanted to.
I'm a two thumbs up on that one.
I just don't have time. I don't know why I don't have time, but I'd love to.
We should make that a priority, though, at some point,
And what's funny is they, like, when Halloween's over, they start working on the next year. You know, as far as the, you
know,
and,
like and, Santa and with Christmas, actually, right?
Mm-hmm. I've seen on websites, they're like, yep, you know, getting ready for the next year already. And then if anybody's interested, they already even look for people just to kind of see how many, you know, they can get lined up to. I'd love to. That's a good question, though. Thanks, Dr. Jackson. That's a good question.
Yeah, I like that one.
That was a good one.
But you're right, though. It's kind of like, on a scale a little bit lower, but like when I was, as a kid, trying to scare kids when the year I didn't go trick-or-treating, you did. You had a time, because you didn't want to do it every time, you know, but you want to pick your spots. And
I'm a brat. I used to scare people all year long, especially my brother and sister. They probably have trauma from it. And they have strong hearts, though. I take credit for making their hearts strong. And unfortunately, it is passed on to Claire, my second oldest, and she loves to scare. And she does it to me. And I always I jump, and then I laugh, and I'm like, that was a good one. I'm like, and I always tell Jen, I'm like, it's my own fault. Like, that comes directly from me. So I have to say, she does a good job.
I will say, Amy and the kids, that's all they do is scare. I don't do any of that stuff. I hate that. I don't.
You're missing out.
She's like, that liar.
She's like,
yes, I do. I love to scare. Oh, my gosh.
I would be surprised.
Olivia's got me a couple times. Elijah likes to scare his sister. Mm-hmm. Amy, I scare her. And then she's got me. Oh, yeah, they get me too. But no, we do it at work. Oh, my gosh.
I scare the boys every Sunday. I go, hey, you guys want Chick-fil-A? It's not open.
They're like, no.
Like, no.
It's just Lord's chicken. Mad, that's good chicken there.
It is Lord's chicken.
Yeah. Christina is asking, can Sam say hi?
Where is Sam?
Sammy.
His Sam's asleep. Hey, he can't help it.
Sam.
Hey. He's on the floor. Hey, Sammy.
He is fast asleep.
He's our podcast pup.
Oh, he's
an old man. Oh, come on, Sammy. Bye-bye. He's like, what? We got food over here.
yeah, like trying to...
Get a bag of potato chips or something and he'll come
he
over.
He can't have my barbecue, though.
No, he's just got to hear it.
Oh, he's tired, Dad.
He's like, trying to wake him up.
Aw. We have any other comments or questions that...
Before Nate does that, you're talking about hayrides. That makes me think of haunted hayrides, and then just going on a hayride and a bonfire and all that stuff. That puts you in the mood, too, around this time of the year.
Got a great story for you guys.
Go for it.
Speaking of hayride.
I love
Greece. He's on the floor behind me, but he's not getting up.
And what's funny is usually he's...
all up in our business.
Oh, my gosh.
He must be tired.
It was either my junior year or senior year. I think it was my senior year. And I did not go. I had something going on. I don't know if I was sick or something. Anyway, so Speedway High School, bonfire, and then the hayride. Mm-hmm. A bunch of my classmates, and then, it wasn't just our senior year or our class, but they just kind of, you know, freshmen, and so, you know, they kind of broke it up, you know. And I think they kind of mixed it up a little bit too. If you wanted to go again, you could kind of like, all right, I'll go with you, whatever. The guy was drunk that did the hayride, and it tilted. tipped over. And kids got hurt.
Oh man, I was going to say I'd pay extra for that, but no, I wouldn't.
Not good. That's not good. They found out. Yeah, they were big. And I'm not sure. I can't remember where it was. I don't know if it was Eagle Creek.
It's awful.
Big. Yeah, yeah. A bunch of kids got. Nobody got killed, but there's a few in the hospital. And I was like, well, good thing I didn't go.
My mom
and I was like, ooh, yeah, it was a big deal. And then they got big trouble. Whoever it was, and then the guy
that was me. That gurgle. That gurgle was brought to you by yours truly.
And no, take a break. The gurgle brought to you,
Shawnee. We never know. It's all three of us.
I gurgle all the time.
Gurgle all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I blame the hamsters again. It's just the technical difficulties. We'll say, it's the hamsters. Yeah.
But that was an incident I remember about the hayride. And to be honest, I've never been on a hayride. I mean, I had not until Olivia was just a baby. Mm-hmm. My wife, through her school that she was at, they did one.
I've always wanted to do. I lived across from Conner Prairie.
That was my first hayride, and I was like 38.
I lived across from Conner Prairie, and they had the headless horseman, and I never did it. That Jenna's like, how could you live?
You did?
4.5 years I lived over there, and my brother was there for a lot longer than that, and I never did. I mean, I went to Conner Prairie a lot, but we never did.
Yeah, I've been there a lot for Christmas and the regular.
So I'd like to. I honestly would like to do that.
Yeah,
The headless horseman. Sleepy Hollow is one of my favorite Halloween stories. I love it.
Yeah, I've been there twice for the Christmas. Mm-hmm. Been there. I've probably been there 10 times. Just the normal, right? Through school, and then even
concerts and.
Going around. And then we've been there. I've never done the headless horseman either.
Yeah,
never done that. Heard it's pretty fun.
All right, we're gonna go do it.
It's been around forever too.
It has a long time.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. But it's just weird that. But it's cool that they still do this stuff, Mm-hmm. I know dances. We had Halloween dances. Never missed those. Always loved those. Mm-hmm. Were fun. I had costume parties. I remember a good friend of mine, David Fuller. We were fourth grade, and we were trying to figure out, do we want to go separate? And then he goes, I got a great idea. Let's go as a two-headed monster. So he goes, I've got a rubber mask, and I had one. So what his mom did is just took a big blank sheet, blanket, mm-hmm. whatever. Put it over me, cut the holes out, and then he put his mask on. And then at least for that time, we had to walk together.
Yeah.
It was fun. We didn't win. But costume parties. Oh, I love costume parties.
Dagnabbit.
Yeah. Dagnabbit. Confound it. I love costume parties. Yeah. Yeah. A few of them as an adult back in the 90s, early mm-hmm. 2000s. Mm-hmm. Friends of mine would have them. And went Jeff,
Jeff.
He went
shout
as Darth
Jeff.
Maul. He was literally like 2 hours late because
I need to see. Do we have pictures of that?
Oh, I've got pictures.
I need to see.
I went as Austin Powers. I was the tallest, skinniest Austin Powers.
Oh, behave.
I had it all, the wig, the glasses, the mm-hmm. lacy. Jeff went as Darth Maul, and it was awesome. It, like, he had the spikes and the paint. And he had the,
way to go, Jeff.
He was going to get the eyes, the contacts, but it was too expensive. He was like, But, it's fun. Costume parties, heck yeah.
I know this goes without saying, but we're talking about, you always had to start watching horror movies in the closer to Halloween. Yeah, yeah. We talked about this on other podcasts, but Halloween, the movie, the first one.
The movie.
Is the movie. And I'll watch it again. I used to watch it every Halloween, and I normally, but it's no fun to watch by yourself. I always have to have somebody. Jenna doesn't like horror movies, so Harrison's old enough to watch it. Yeah, I know, and I have, but it's just not the same. So on Halloween, Harrison and I guarantee you, it's a Sunday, isn't it? I don't know. We may do it Saturday before. But anyway, I will watch that sometime this weekend.
But trick-or-treating is over by 8 or 8:30.
This is true.
Yeah. So
I'm going to watch it. Valerie says they still have the headless horseman. Do it.
Do it.
Okay.
Yay. I agree. I totally agree. That's our next field trip. Let's see. We got time.
Set it up. Write it down.
Let's go.
Do it.
Let's get a group.
Us three?
We're getting a group together.
Again, this is what
Todd's
I have to put up.
Todd's like sweating. He's like, oh, boy.
I guess. I can go at 50 years old.
We can do Bobby Mackie.
My kids would be like,
we could do Whispers Estate. We could definitely do the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So
two thumbs up.
Anybody else that has any questions or comments or anything?
No, not yet.
Concerns. what in the world?
You want to read your story?
Oh, my gosh, I do. I do. Okay. All right, so I picked out a really good one. I looked over several of them, and of course, I had to find the best one. So mine is called Angel of Death. So this is really good. Okay. Are you ready here? All right, kiddies, let's snuggle in here, and we're going to tell a ghost story. Because that's one of my favorite things. My grandfather was really good. My dad was, too, telling ghost stories and really just hammer them home. He didn't read them. They just tell them from memory.
Memory, yeah.
I can't do that, so I'm not going to do that.
Can we make s'mores?
Go ahead. Make some s'mores and come back to the fire, kids. Okay.
You didn't have those ready?
Come on. The Angel of Death is a creepy story about an old wooden box found during the demolition of an ancient church. I work for a construction company, and a few days ago, we were hired by a Catholic priest to do some renovations in an old church. While we were tearing down a wall, we found a small recess behind it. It was in a tiny room that had no entrance, as if it had been sealed off from the rest of the building. Inside, there was a long, black wooden box. The box was about 2 meters long and very old. The wood was damp and rotten. There was something written on the side, but it was too worn and faded to make out. The box was nailed tightly shut, and there didn't seem to be any way of opening it. When I showed it to our boss, he told me to contact the priest and tell him about it. When I managed to get the priest on the phone and describe the box to him, he became silent for a long time. Then he told me he would come in the morning and deal with it. In the meantime, he asked to leave it somewhere safe. I carried the box into the church and left it in a corner. I figured it would be safe there overnight, since the church was not in use. By that time, it was almost evening, so I packed up my things and went home. The next day when I arrived for work, my boss came hurrying over. About that box you found, he said. There's a problem. Last night, two of the night watchmen came across it, and you're not going to believe this. The morons went and opened it. I hurried into the church and found the two night watchmen sitting on the ground. My co-workers were standing around them. I suddenly had a very bad feeling in my stomach. Beside them, the wooden box lay open. The priest was standing there, shaking his head. I warned you, he said. I warned you not to open it. It's too soon. What's wrong with them? I asked, pointing to the night watchman. You should bring them to the hospital, said the priest, although it's probably too late. I walked over and peered into the wooden box. I was shocked to see that it contained a body. It was a mummified remains of what looked like a human being. However, it was unlike any human I had ever laid eyes on. The strange thing was, it had two heads. Both faces were hideously deformed. Even stranger, it had four arms, two left arms and two right arms. It was the most baffling mutation I had ever seen. Whatever it was, it looked terrifying. I could see that my co-workers were very disturbed. To calm them down, the priest went around the church, clutching his rosary beads, sprinkling holy water on everything and reciting something in Latin. The night watchmen were taken to the hospital, and we debated whether we should call the police. The priest loaded the wooden box into the boot of his car. Then he stopped and hung his head. He couldn't even look us in the eyes. I'm sorry for all of you, he said sadly. You don't have long to live. With that, he drove off, and we were left scratching our heads. In the days that followed, strange things began to happen. We heard that one of the night watchmen died in the hospital. He had a heart attack, even though he was only in his early 30s. The other was transferred to a mental institution. Three of my coworkers came down with mysterious illnesses and had to be hospitalized. That evening, as I was leaving work, I tripped on some rubber and tore a ligament in my leg. It meant that I couldn't work, and I was forced to recover at home. I had too much time on my hands, and strange thoughts were swirling around my head. I couldn't get the words of the priest out of my mind. Today, I tried calling him several times, and eventually he answered his phone. We talked for over 2 hours, and he told me a lot. Perhaps he told me too much. So this is the conversation they had. He said, I don't know. What exactly was the thing? And the priest said, he died many years ago. At one time, he was a human being, or should I say, two human beings, two deformed children. They came from a small village in the south, but their parents were extremely poor, and they ended up selling them to a slave dealer. Somehow, they ended up being put on display in a traveling freak show that toured the country. Me, so I don't understand. If they were two people, how did they become one person? Do you mean they were Siamese twins? Him, are you sure you want me to tell you about this? Me, yes, I really want to know. The priest said, good. I wasn't going to tell you everything, but what harm could it do? No, they were not Siamese twins. They were not born that way. However, they did have several deformed faces. At the time, there was a religious cult. They acted in secret. You'll have to forgive me for not saying the name of the cult out loud, but it has to do with devil worship. The leader was a man by the name of, I'm going to mess, I did pick the story that has all these, the big words, Manobi Tengoku. He went to the freak show and paid large sums of money for specimens, peculiar aberrations. He thought, or he bought the twins, you see, for his collection. What do you mean for, what did he want them for? The priest said, there is a legend about a certain occult ritual. It states that it is possible for someone to create a very powerful curse. They say if you put two poisonous insects in a jar, they will fight to the death, and you can use the one that survives to make the curse more potent. Something about combining the live one with the dead one. Well, Tengoku, however you say it, used the method on the human beings. Taking the little story about the curse as inspiration, he decided to try it with people. He conducted his terrible experiments in a hidden room in the basement. He left the twins alone in the room without food or water. How long were they locked in the room? Long enough for one to eventually kill and cannibalize the other. Quite some time, I imagine. I would rather not imagine such things. But the cruelty didn't end there. The last one left alive in that room was taken out, and Tengoku set about combining him and his dead brother. He had no pity for them. He didn't see them as human beings. For him, they were just a tool, a means to an end. Using crude surgery, he removed the head and the arms of the dead twin and sewed them into the body of the surviving twin. This is how the thing was created. He created a monstrosity on purpose? The priest said, Tengoku did not regard it that way. He was completely enraptured with what he had created. In the time of legends, there was a mythic beast called a... Now, this I've heard about. And I'm going to try to say this. Ryominsukuna. It was a two-headed, four-armed monster. Tengoku named his creature after the legend. He and his followers worshipped it like an evil deity. They locked it in a room and starved it to death. Then they performed dark occult rituals in honor of it. The guy said, I see. So the priest said, Tengoku used the Ryominsukuna as a sort of cursed talesman. I'm not going to say that anymore. If you will,
it's easy for me to say.
He believed that it had created an unparalleled evil, one that could kill large numbers of people, an angel of death. Who was the target of the curse? Every living thing in this world, every single person on earth. What? Was Tengoku crazy or something? That was definitely possible, said the priest. The curse is very powerful. I'm not going to say it again, began turning up at the site of natural disasters. Wherever there was an earthquake, a flood, a fire, a tsunami, in the days leading up to the disaster, the was found. The horrible monster, let's say that. The followers of this cult are still alive, still transporting the remains of this thing, causing death and destruction in its wake. That's super creepy. Mm-hmm. You mean every disaster in the last 100 years has been caused by this thing? The priest, exactly. This is unbelievable. The cult has branches all over the world. They do. Their goal is the destruction of every living thing in this world. But this can't be true. It's just a coincidence, right? And the priest said, I know this is long, but I'm almost there. The monster, the creature, has appeared before every disaster that occurred in the last 100 years. Well, it would have to be a very amazing coincidence. Where is he now? Where is this creature now? Somewhere safe until it's needed again. So the guy said, you are bringing it somewhere else? In the future, yes. You're a member of this cult, aren't you? The priest said, I was wondering when you'd ask me that. You are, aren't you? Are you crazy or something? And the priest said, that's definitely possible. Hmm. What is going to happen? The priest exclaimed, I don't know precisely. The creature determines what happens. We can only watch from afar and revel in the wanton death and destruction. Why have you told me so much? And the priest said, I'm sorry, but it doesn't matter. You see, you won't be alive much longer anyway. Who would believe you? But how can this be? How can you do this? It's evil. It's meaningless slaughter. What goal is it to serve? What could be the point? And the priest said, let us leave it at that. Don't call here again. After he hung up the phone, I began racking my brain, trying to figure out what I should do. I couldn't warn anybody. He was right. No one would believe me. I immediately booked a flight out of the country. At least I could try and save my own skin. I'm on the way to the airport right now. I hope I can get away in time. I hope it's not too late. If you're watching the news and you see reports of a disaster in the next few days, one that kills a large number of people, you will know what caused it. Just pray that that creature doesn't turn up in your country.
No kidding. That's a...
Do-do-do-do. Like, that's cool. Now, and that's not cool. But I have heard about... Have you ever heard certain animals or certain creatures or beings showing up before natural disasters? Man. Or also...
Like the...
Throughout important
from
events
West Virginia.
In life. Yeah.
The what's his name? The winged dude. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank. Here I said he's from Rusper.
Mothman. Mothman. Yes. Mothman.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
yes.
Precluding. Yeah, disasters.
So all kind of different stories about that. But that I thought that was. I read a bunch of good stories. I know that was a little longer.
That's a good. I liked it.
Oh, that was so good.
No, that's good. No, yeah.
So wiping out all of humanity.
That's
so you're welcome.
That's a positive.
I told you, hide your wives, hide your kids.
Nate, you got one?
Brianna Bernine says, hello, Sean, from Jalen 2.
Hi, Brianna. Hi, Jalen. I feel like an idiot doing this, but hi, yeah. Jalen.
Hi.
Jay Bird, right?
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, I got a short one. Mine's not quite as long as Sean's.
I want that on the record.
Yeah.
All right.
Story.
We'll edit that
story.
Out later.
Story.
Yeah. Can you see Sam?
Sam's up.
There's Sammy.
He finally decided to get up.
Sammy.
Yeah, oh, man.
All right, mine, I don't know. I love doing stuff that's sort of local, so I found another one.
Yeah. Local, yokel.
It is the story of the Hundred Steps Cemetery.
Ooh.
The Hundred Steps Cemetery is located in the town of Brazil, Indiana, though the official address is actually disputed. While it's not clear when the story about the cemetery being haunted began, there are gravestones that date back to the 1860s. Hmm. The legend states that if someone finds themselves in the cemetery at midnight, they must climb the steps and count to 100. At this point, a ghost of an undertaker will appear and show the person a vision of their death.
Ooh.
Ooh.
On the way back down, the visitor is supposed to count the steps again. And if they count the same amount of steps, the vision was false.
I've heard of this before.
People who visited the cemetery in the past have tried to outsmart the supernatural forces in the Hundred Steps by avoiding the steps altogether. They've reported being knocked or shoved to the ground by an unseen force.
Whoa. I've never heard of that.
Jenna's grandparents were in Brazil, and so I know not that they told me that at all, but that, so I know a little bit about Brazil. And then that was something that you know about, too, from Brazil.
Yeah, the Hell's Gate.
Hell's Gate, baby.
In episode 6 that I covered, too. Right. Yeah,
that's creepy. So
it's just fun having all this stuff close by. Local. Yeah, local stuff. I love it.
Yeah. I like that they try to outsmart.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, the supernatural.
Exactly. Yeah. And the unforeseen force is like,
Ask George how easy that is. You can't outsmart the supernatural.
That's right. Is George still with us?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
It just tells me there's 5 people viewing.
Oh, okay. Let's get up to about, can we get 6?
We've been up to 10, I think, at one time.
Nah, it's okay. That's all right. Maybe people watch us later or not.
Christine says, hi, Sammy.
There he is. She can see him. Let's just be honest. He's the reason.
He's the star.
They're like, gosh,
star pup.
There he is.
He's like, yep, that's me.
All right, bud. Oh, he loves your daddy.
Oh,
loves your daddy. Yeah, he's always usually pawing us, and you pet him, and then you move your hand away, and he puts that big paw or that head. Like,
yeah, he grabs you.
Gives us the energy, right?
does the same thing my pups do. And I know probably Jude does the same thing.
Judy.
I did not say my pup's name.
You did not know that, yeah.
Did you guys see that I posted on Facebook that you can win some stickers if you say the names of our 4 pups?
We may or may not have given half of that away.
Yeah.
Maybe. I won't say anymore.
I'm not going to mention mine. You know, people should have paid attention.
Just, I'm going to grunt them.
Don't say
I won't.
Okay, so I'm going to preface this by saying my sheets that I printed out for my story got all jumbled up.
Your pieces of sheets.
And so I hope the story is not out of whack. It probably is, but it's still going to be creepy.
I think the story is going to be whack whether it's out of whack or not.
Yeah, it probably is.
Wiggity.
Oh, well, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So this is, I thought it was pretty creepy. I read probably 25 stories. See, there you go.
He's like, food, yeah, food, right, pets, yeah. Pets,
just
pets.
Okay.
Wants love.
So yeah, hopefully, like I said, it might be kind of jumbled, but you'll get the point. A few years ago, I moved into a one-bedroom apartment in Melbourne, Australia. They went on to recall, it was my first time living on my own. The apartment block had been built in the 1930s. I had been there for a few months when I came home from work one day and went into the bathroom. I saw something strange, a wooden board, which had covered a hole in the ceiling that led to a small attic space, lay fractured in 2 pieces on the ground. I examined the pieces. The board was an inch thick, and it would have taken Bruce Lee to break it. I thought the landlord had sent someone to work on the attic. I was frozen stiff with fear. Someone is up there for sure, I thought.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm like, ew. It says a month later, I woke up one night around 4 a.m. My body was covered in goosebumps. It felt like someone was rubbing his or her hands on me. Everything was silent, but then I heard a dragging sound coming from above my bed. It was as if someone was pulling a sack of potatoes. I froze, convinced someone was up there.
Sheesh.
There is no way an animal could make that sound. After 5 minutes, I worked up the courage to turn on the light, armed myself with a cricket bat. That's funny. And walked to the bathroom. This is where I'm like, kind of might be out of whack, you know, kind of out of order, but it's all right. I think it is. But anyway, I emailed pictures to the landlord asking if anyone had been up there. With an undertone of annoyance, she hadn't warned me. Her reply read, "Please call me as soon as possible, or as soon as you're able to." I called, and she explained that her last two tenants had said the same thing happened. She promised to replace the board, and she did. That's when I saw... I think it's kind of jumbled, but it says, "That's when I saw the new board covering the hole was broken, and two, I felt sick. The dragging sound has stopped, but I heard something else whispering. The sound was clear and coming from the attic. It sounded like children's voices, and I could hear one sentence repeated over and over. It's your turn. It's your turn." I switched on every light in the apartment to make things feel normal. It was 5 a.m. and dark outside. I watched TV to try to unwind. Then a fuse blew. My pet budgie, Dexter, whom I kept in the kitchen, usually never made a sound at night, but he started squawking like he was being strangled.
Uh-huh.
Poor pup. Aww. I never heard him make these sorts of noises.
Seems like I heard
he
that.
He was. I know. He's like, I don't like this.
He's like,
he was screaming. I grabbed my car keys, ran out of the apartment, got in my car, and waited there until the sun came up. When I saw people walking their dogs, this comforted me enough to go back in. The front door was open, but I figured I might have forgotten to close it when I ran out. I went to the kitchen to check on Dexter, but he wasn't in his cage. I felt sick again. All of my windows were closed, so I looked everywhere inside. When I walked to the bathroom, I heard splashing. Dexter was half drowned in the toilet. I took him out, washed him, and dried him. I was so confused. At 8 a.m., I called the landlord and gave her a watered-down version of the night. Oh, wow, you heard the whispering, too, she said. And said, I stayed in that apartment for another 18 months. I heard the whispering on a few occasions. And then twice the board covering the hole in the ceiling moved. Although I live elsewhere now, the landlord recently called. She said that her new tenants had begged to speak with me about some of the stuff that's been going on there.
Oh, wow.
I said, forget it. It's their problem now.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I'm free. It is creepy.
And that stuff happens. People,
yeah, guys, it really does. Like,
living in the freaking walls and attics. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's,
so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that. So
it's like that whole thing, like a picture on the wall, and all of a sudden you see the eyes move.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, now we're back to Scooby-Doo again.
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd always remember that. But, yeah, it's creepy. So,
it is super creepy. These are all good. I like them.
Anybody else on there, Nate? You said put my hat back on.
Put your mask back on.
Nobody
I
knew.
I got that.
Nobody knew.
Ta-da. Okay. Well, I'm glad everybody, whoever's on there,
I appreciate. Yeah, it's fun that you joined us.
In there.
Didn't think anybody was going to be honest with you.
They're like, we're not on here. We're just going
to. Only took us 45 minutes to figure it out.
Hey, yeah. I'm proud of us that we figured it out at all. Let's be honest.
And we will post this on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
However you do that, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
So you can always go back and
that's
watch
the
it.
Fun of it is that, you know what? Nobody's perfect, and we fun stuff, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Hey, this really worked,
exactly
though.
Right.
This is fun. I love the Halloween discussion, and I had to hit my mic. You know I'm going to do that at least once during a podcast. So, but now
usually I knock my book up.
I still can't believe, like I said, that we're here and that we're doing this, and that now we have our creepies with us, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And that's really, really cool.
Yeah.
I have to pinch myself, but this is, so now doing this during the Halloween season, it's very surreal.
And people can kind of, I posted a few pictures of us, but it's kind of, yeah, they can kind of see the setup
we,
and how
we, what did we say before? We have faces
how it
that
works,
are,
yeah.
Our faces are for made
radio,
for radio.
For I said we have faces for podcasts and radio.
Ta-da!
No, it was fun.
The masks, right?
It was just like, I can't believe we're actually finally
able
to
so
do it for
Halloween. We were so excited, and then we're like,
but think about that, though.
Didn't they? We'll be right back.
Exactly.
Stay tuned.
1 year ago, we were just talking about it. Now, a year later, we're on Facebook Live. And
it's humbling.
Doing our Facebook Dead.
So humbling.
No, it is.
They have no idea how much fun this is, and they have no idea how when people say, oh, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
We can't wait
I
for
love
it.
That. Like Christine, she's on there. Like, I can't wait to hear it. I'm like,
yeah, she's saying, great show. Thumbs up.
Oh, thank you
Brian,
very much.
Brian's saying, great discussion, guys. Thanks for doing the Facebook Dead.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, if we... This gives us some confidence to try to do this again, and we promise
we'll
be a little more polished next time. Yeah. Or maybe we won't. You know what? Maybe it's more fun when we're not.
Right. It could be worse. No. You guys. Thank you. That makes me feel good.
We're just excited that you guys are part of this, really.
This was an episode I just wanted the guys. I'm like, you know, we can all tell a story. I just want to talk about Halloween, what it was like when we were kids, and now we're dads. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, our kids, Amy and I, they're excited. They still dress up. Elijah's going like as a creepy psycho something killer clown, and I'm not sure. Amy, Olivia was going to go as a she was going to go as a safety cone. I don't know how that.
I think that's I can't remember what she's genius.
Yeah, well, she always comes up with the kind of off the wall. Like what?
Yeah, they fun don't, and irreverent. Anyway. I like
yeah.
it.
You know, and we go with them every year, you know. Now, mm-hmm. last year or 2 years ago was the first year that Olivia's like, hey, I'm going to go with my friends. Is it okay?
That's what Harrison like, did that too, yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. oh, it is what it is. As they're getting older, they don't want mom and dad to hang out as much, right. but it's okay.
Christine says she would love another one if we did this again.
Facebook. Yeah. Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Just want to be Facebook dead.
Valerie says, thank you for the Facebook Live. This was cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Most welcome.
Yeah. It was just fun sharing stories and things, how you remember Halloween and, mm-hmm. you know.
And welcome.
And I'm still into it, man. We decorate our house. I mean, I'm 50 years old.
Oh, right.
And I still have that excitement.
We do. And I posted
it. Didn't die down when I was a freshman. You know?
The kids love to do the pumpkins. We do pumpkin
every very
year.
Cool pictures. And they did a good job. Tell them I said a good job.
Jen and I were both saying, like, I can't believe that we didn't have to help them more. Like, they actually did a lot of that.
They did the carving.
I helped a little bit.
Pretty good.
But, you know, here and there. But I was really impressed. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah,
but we love to do that. It's fun. And we listen to Halloween music and we get into the season that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it, guys. Anything else you want to say before we kind of get into our post-topic announcements and all that? Anything else you want to say about Halloween?
I don't think
Boo.
So.
Boo.
Boo-hoo. Yeah. Now you got me crying, right?
Are you just booing because we're almost done? Are you booing?
No. I do. I
that's
get
what
sad.
Ghosts do.
Oh, yeah.
I say boo.
Yeah,
I get sad when these episodes are almost over. You know that. I start getting a tear in my eye.
You got the Kleenex?
I don't ever want. That's why I ramble. I ramble and I'm tangential and I tell more stories. No. But
well, yeah, so that was our Halloween special.
Yay.
Sean's got a few more.
I get to do the middle-aged moment, mm-hmm. and of course I came up with, for this, what'd you do?
I always yank my...
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Keep yourself under control over there this time. We can have guests. So I went with, there are some of the best, there are 57 of these Halloween quotes to get you in the spooky spirit is what this article's
called. So you're going to read all 57?
I am not reading 57.
I'm
not
going to let you read 57.
Yeah, after that long story, like, no.
How about 7?
Yeah, how about, I'm going with 12, actually. They're not very long, I promise.
Okay, all right.
So number one is from Oscar Wilde, a mask tells us more than a face.
Ooh.
Ooh, right. Number two is a Rita Rudner. From Country Living, I guess. Halloween was confusing. I said this earlier, right? Halloween was confusing all my life. My parents said, never take candy from strangers. And then they dressed me up and said, go beg for it. Like, go get them.
Yep.
Number three is from The Fly, right? It is, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Ooh.
Stephen King is number four.
Who?
We make up horrors to help us cope with the real ones. Now that
I've heard that.
Isn't
before.
That a good? That's great. Yep.
Yeah.
Number five is from A Nightmare on Elm Street. You're gonna love this one, Nate. Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Freddy'll get you.
So this is six. Now this is for all of you J.K. Rowling fans out there. Rolling. I probably said it wrong. Harry Potter fans. Never trust anything that can think for itself if you can't see where it keeps its brain.
Hmm.
I hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah. Hmm.
Seven is from Dracula from 1992, the film from 92, Gary Oldman. Do you believe in destiny, that even the powers of time can be altered for a single purpose?
Hmm.
So thank you, Dracula, for that one.
Yeah.
Number eight is Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. There is something at work in my soul which I do not understand.
Hmm.
Number nine is Wednesday from the Addams Family, it's the 91 movie. This is my costume. I'm a homicidal maniac. They look just like everyone else from Wednesday. Thank you, Wednesday.
I remember that.
Yeah, I know. I do too. 10 is from Douglas Copeland. If human beings had genuine courage, they'd wear their costumes every day of the year, not just on Halloween. 11 is from Linus. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. Have you come to sing pumpkin carols? That's from Linus. I'm sure he said that to Sally, right?
Yeah.
12 is from Aggie Cromwell in Halloween Town, and she says magic is really very simple. All you've got to do is want something and then let yourself have it.
Oh.
Okay, so, and I have a bonus one.
I was going to say, you got to do 13, right?
Exactly. That's why I want to do 13, but I'm not
going to. My wife's favorite number.
I don't want to do the 13th. I like that one too. It's actually 19, but I'm going to do it as the 13th one, and it's Tim Burton.
Ooh,
Every day is Halloween, isn't it, for some of us?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite one.
I know, mine too.
That's a good one.
That was our bonus number 13.
I like it. Good job.
So that is the middle age. Did you like that? So that gets us into the creepy season, and here we go, right? Yeah. So coming out of the middle age moment, want to tell you guys how to get a hold of us. I mean, besides things like, you know, Facebook dead, you guys can get a hold of us through our email, which is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's Mako with two A's. And you can also find us on Instagram, Facebook. We're TikTokers now. We got TikTok.
Holla.
Fiva. And so you can find Middle Age and Creeped Out on all of those, right? Mm-hmm. We are also on every major podcast platform that you can think of.
Major,
think of,
minor.
Think of it, and there we are, right?
Yep.
So yeah. Come find
all
us.
All right.
Come find us, and then you can enjoy us, right?
I wonder how many platforms there are. There are a bunch. And yeah, I think we're on every one.
A ton. And we're on, yeah, we're on them.
We're
I've
on
looked at every single. No, I haven't looked at them all, but I'm sure we're there.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be anyway, right?
Yeah.
So that's it. That's all. See, I can't make this go any longer.
Boo.
Oh,
I'm booing.
Oh. Boo-hoo.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Nate?
Well, thank you, ghoulies and creepies. This has been a fun one. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap, unfortunately.
Oh. Huh.
I need a tissue. Give me.
I know.
Hey, not, guys. On
I'm not crying. You're crying.
All
the days.
Darn allergies.
See, you're gonna make me sing now, darn it.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys for
hanging in there.
Yeah. That really means a lot. It does. And to your listeners that did not have a chance.
Signs.
To
this is getting too late, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing. Watch out.
What's
up? My kids will be proud.
And to the creepies that did not view us, that's fine. They can still listen to our.
They were fine. The ones that were like, it's a half an hour in. Apparently, they're not doing this.
Yeah, you're right. They're like, figures. Much older guys trying to.
Middle-aged guys being middle-aged. That's all I can say.
I'll play
that middle-aged card.
Yeah.
Every single time.
No, it was fun. Exciting.
Oh, my gosh. It was a lot of fun.
We did it. We were our first Facebook Dead Halloween special.
Live.
Now I'm ready for live.
Jazz hands, baby. Dead jazz
live.
Hands.
Yeah. Ooh, wait a minute. Now you're confusing, Nate.
Live, dead. Hey, weren't we supposed to die at
Facebook
the end?
Facebook Dead
or be alive?
Special.
I can't remember which.
I live. Am ready for next year already.
Yeah.
I am too. That's I good. Got ideas.
No, we do.
Oh, yeah. Inappropriate costume.
You know me. I've already.
Can't do that.
No. We anybody on there, Nate? Nope.
Nobody. Nope. Everybody left, Sean.
Poof. Sean's gone.
Poof. And that's a wrap.
Hey, you guys
ran him away.
You guys did make me put my shirt back on.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, creepies, thanks for listening to episode 34. That is awesome. And until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.
Bye-bye.